It's United Nations World Environment Day today, the 5th of June. To commemorate it, a remarkable CD is being released. It's called the Environmental Symphony. And how's this for a varied collection of talents who've worked on it? The music was written by Alan Zavod. The narrator is Sir Richard Branson. The Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Benjamin Northey. And the words are written by Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel. Alan Finkel, good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Now, how does Australia's chief scientist end up in cahoots with leading musicians and a legendary entrepreneur?
It's the classic affliction that many of us have of not being able to say no. Alan Zavod, the composer, was a very good friend of mine, a remarkably intelligent man, but all of that intelligence was focused throughout his life into music. And he had the desire to write a symphony on something important. Through discussions with me, we were great friends, he decided that he would do it on environment, but he needed a framework to work within. And he didn't have that at his fingertips. So over a number of lunches, he cajoled me and cajoled me and cajoled me and convinced me to write a sort of a narrative form of the past, present and future of climate on the planet Earth. And he went away and started composing and just did a beautiful first movement. But then he felt that it wasn't talking to the audience, to the listener, well enough. You remember Peter and the Wolf? Having a narration actually adds some excitement when there is a genuine, specific storyline. So more cajoling, more failure of me to say no, and he convinced me to try to write a narration with it. So that was my one and only attempt in my life to do anything sophisticated in the form of poetic lyrics or a narration for a symphony.
Well, let's hear how it opens. This is the first minute or so of the Environmental Symphony, Part 1, Creation.
Billions of years ago, the Earth was forming. Lava and rocks, volcanoes storming. Carbon dioxide, methane en masse. Billions of bacteria making oxygen gas.
That's just the first minute or so of the Environmental Symphony that you can hear in full in the lunchtime concert today here on ABC Classic. Sir Richard Branson narrating, the MSO conducted by Benjamin Northey, the music by Alan Zavod, and the words written by Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel. Alan Finkel, that's the first movement. Tell us about the overall structure of the Environmental Symphony.
Martin, the structure is to look at the progression of formation of the Earth and climate. So the first movement actually goes back 4.5 billion years ago and captures in music and through the words the creation of the Earth. What an exciting event. The universe was formed 13.7 billion years ago, the Earth around 4.5 billion years ago. And initially when it formed, it didn't have any oxygen. Oxygen actually is the result of bacterial activity. And so the first movement tries to capture that explosion of creation, not just at that moment 4.5 billion years ago, but over the next 1 or 2 billion years as it formed into the beautiful planet that we now know. The second movement is a much more somber movement. It's about the Industrial Revolution, full of promise, the excitement of economic advance and improved quality of life. But at the same time, there was a lot of local environmental damage done by the environment, by the Industrial Revolution, smoke billowing from chimneys and particulates, etc. The third movement is the calm before the storm, and that's attributing progress to the fact that scientists, the population in general, realised that we had a problem and needed to do something to correct that. And there was a lot of activity, a lot of discussions. You saw things like the Montreal Pact and the early days of the Kyoto Protocol, actual global activity to try to do something. Global warning, final warning, the fourth movement, clearly whatever we've been doing hasn't been enough. And so the music expresses the concern alongside the words. And that's a little bit where we are at the moment. There's progress, but at the same time, carbon dioxide levels are going up every single year. Temperature is rising every single year, and climate is changing. The final movement, Preservation Sensation, is mine and Alan's shared view of an optimistic future where we do crack it. And the message there is really the vision that a hypothetical astronaut in the future would have in orbit around the Earth and looking down on our beautiful planet still preserved.
It's a work that's been 4.5 billion years in the making, you could say.
It's been exhausting.
One of the longest gestation periods for a piece of music I've ever heard of, I think. Do you think that music has a role to play in the raising of awareness of these scientific truths?
I think it does. And this was strong in Alan's mind and my mind when we were having our early conversations. It goes back to around about 2008, 2009. And we felt that there'd been a great awareness of the problems and almost a bit of an exhaustion that it had been done without adequate response so much that in general people were perhaps becoming a little bit jaded. And the message had been coming across on television, in the press, through politicians, through activists, but we hadn't seen a significant musical approach. And I think it just adds a fresh way of addressing the problem. Music and words together are addressing two of our senses. Actually, I should point out that the first major presentation, performance of this symphony was in December 2015 at a fundraiser at Hamer Hall in Melbourne, performed by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. And there the message was conveyed to three of our senses because we had video projection footage synchronized both on message and timing and visuality to the music and the words. It was extraordinarily impressive. And I think people went through the ups and downs that we intended in the message and walked out exhilarated.
Alan Finkel, what do you say to people who say, let musicians stick to music and scientists to science?
You know, I like the expression about 1,000 flowers blooming, but we don't need 1,000. But creativity exists in most of the things that we do and can be expressed by the same person many, many different ways. So let's go for it.
Well, it's going to be a remarkable release today. You can get it from today digitally and on CD. Alan, thank you so much for telling us about it this morning.
Thank you, Martin.
And as I mentioned, on this United Nations World Environment Day, you can hear the whole of the Environmental Symphony in the lunchtime concert at 1 o'clock here on ABC Classic.